Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and once again with me is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. So today we wanted to talk a little bit about smaller communities in outstate Minnesota losing human capital in the form of young people flying the coop.
Yeah,
it's actually kind of a big problem in smaller towns.
It's a perennial problem. It's been the problem since probably the 50s and the 60s. You know, as soon as the population was able to become really mobile, this is, you know, there's been a steady drain. And this is a question that came up to me again now yesterday. How do we keep young people in the town?
And it is for those communities that have a rather limited population base, and perhaps some fairly, let's say, mature local businesses, it's difficult to sort of see where to go from there.
Well, and it's a limited, I think probably the key may be it's a limited economic base. Mm-hmm. You know, kids have so many options now. They need to be able to, A, make a living and, you know, get a job where they can have benefits, and B, you know, raise a family. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's college and there's getting started first.
Now, there are some hidden, perhaps, opportunities or mm-hmm. opportunities there that maybe folks haven't considered. One is, you know, trying to make your community entrepreneur-friendly.
Well, that's the key. You know, there are so many small towns. We've all grown up in these small towns, and we all know that they're wonderful places to raise a family in. And I think given the option, a lot of kids wouldn't mind coming back and raising their families there. They have good schools. And I think the key is, how do you make your town the kind of place your kid is going to want to come back to raise their family? They mm-hmm. might have to go off and go to college, get some business experience first. But then how do you make it a place where they can come back? And it really is, you know, the key is, I think, concentrating on small businesses, making it the kind of place where your kid can run a business or maybe even telecommute. Mm-hmm. We've talked about broadband a lot on here. Broadband infrastructure and people in towns around Minnesota really know that having that broadband access is important. And it may not be apparent why, but this is one of the reasons why kids today are doing more and more of their businesses online. Mm-hmm. And if you can have that adequate speed for them, they can make something out of it.
And it's no secret. I mean, every day it seems like I run into more people who do telecommute for their job.
Mm-hmm.
And they love it. I mean, mm-hmm. they can do their job in their jammies at their computer and for maybe the vast majority of their time.
So. And you can have that nice small town mm-hmm. life, but you can still have a job that you find rewarding.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for dropping by. And again, the issue is these young people, the human capital, flying the coop from small town Minnesota. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we will catch you next week.